is Bird Note. This sweet voice belongs to the purple martin, the largest swallow in the United States and Canada. It's also one of our most beloved birds, judging by how many people put up nest boxes for them. By October, nearly all the purple martins that spent the spring and summer visiting North America to breed are headed back south, a long way south. In the fall, large flocks of martins end up all the way down in the Amazon basin, and some will continue even farther south from there. Purple martins from western North America will go all the way to southeastern Brazil, traveling more than 5,000 miles in both spring and fall. But why travel so far each year? Scientists believe that purple martins were first a South American swallow species. Over time, they evolved a seasonal migration to North America because the longer days of summer sunlight provided extra hunting and feeding opportunities during nesting season. This same evolutionary pattern likely applies to many of the other tropical migrating songbirds that make their way north and south on their epic journeys each year. For Bird Note, I'm Ashley Ahern. Every Friday, BirdNote email subscribers enjoy the most colorful message they'll get all week, with beautiful photos, links to upcoming episodes, and info on our special features. Sign up this week at birdnote.org.
You want some cool new music to listen to? Want to know about up-and-coming artists, albums, and more? Well, come hang out with me every Tuesday from 12 to 1. Raccoon City's where I'll be. Hope to see you there.
Catulento que, oh, catulento que, cusiamie, catulento que. Oh yes, beginning our trip through Angola, that was Lily Chiumba with the song Nzami. Yes, in the Kimbundo language, one of the native languages of Angola, and a song lamenting a sick child, asking God to save a sick child from the voice of the mother, that is. And Nzambi is God, apparently, the name of the song, Nzambi. Yes, so one of the classic singers, she wrote all those songs on this album of hers from 1975, by the way. It's called Songs of My People. I guess they were trying to go for a worldwide audience, naming the album in English. But yes, some great music. And it has certainly the influence of Portuguese music, or you might say even Brazilian music, because Angola was a former colony of Portugal. So the second largest after Brazil. And Angola is a large, large country. It is one of the biggest in Africa. It is also home to almost 30 million people. In fact, about 26 million. So yeah, it's a major country in Africa and one of the major oil exporters. And yeah, it had a civil war though for 27 years until 2002 after independence. So it's still recovering from that difficult time. And yes, we'll hear a lot of music, new music, some old music, and the music scene, as you might imagine, during that 27 years of civil war, there wasn't so much going on, and musicians that were Angolan making music, some of them had to leave, including the famous Bonga. Yes, we'll hear from Bonga later on as well. He's got new music, he's still making music. So, actually, next, though, we'll hear something new and exciting. It is Afro house music, and this is something that's taken off, it seems, in Angola, house music, so electronic music with a bit of a boots and cats and kind of thing, and yeah, though it has African influences as well, you'll hear a bit of percussion and such. So here is a musician, actually originally from Portugal, but he's been living in Angola and collaborating with Angolan musicians. So Jeff Afrozilla is his name, and featuring on this track Homeboys with a Z at the end. So this is a track called Reborn, came out in 2015. The music of Angola continues gloriously here on Wandering Rhythms, broadcasting from Burnaby Mountain.
Esse mambo tá se feito pra vocês, liga. Yo. Yo. Povo burro. 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 Cota e burro e ninguém burro. Jovem burro, todos burro. E dama e burra, e velha e burra, e dona e burra. E povo burro. Seu passado é merda, porcaria no futuro. Seu presente é lixo, então não sei o que é que eu procuro. Frequento a escola e mais continuam no escuro. Ignoram o negro quando falo mambo puro. Não cortem com pobre, subsaísse eu não aturo. Mas se for um rico, então mulato tá seguro. Miúdas preocupadas em comprar cintura baixa. Como não trabalham, vende o corpo, vende a racha. Vício no dinheiro, vício no senso e é quem tá racha. Quando é pobre ignora, quando ouve buzina se despacha. Dias a correr com conta que já tem mulher. Querem que eles paguem, querem birra pra beber. Fazem bué de filhos, depois não querem saber. É só já barraca, já não tô negócio pra fazer. Cotas acabados, tá no vício da bebida. Só criticam jovem, mas também morrem de sida. Querem dar sermões, querem dar lições de vida. Mas é por vossa culpa que essa terra tá perdida.
Yeah, pai grande poeta, diga yo. Não é mentira, é só nós olhar a volta para dar conta que nós todos angolanos. Yeah, nós. Yeah, somos um povo burro. Povo burro. Povo burro. Povo burro. Povo burro, povo burro, povo burro, povo burro, povo burro. Povo burro. Vela, burros, chavalos, pás altos e pancos. Pra contas burros, não consigo, vejo tantos. Já dá muito tempo que os negros são fãs dos brancos. Trocaram o Kwanzaa pelo dólar e pelos francos. Jovens já não falam de nada, a não ser de moda. Se não sai desafio na rua, então sai no boda. Quando vem bebida, querem a grade, querem toda. E se existe escola, muitos disseram safoda. Querem ser bonitos, ser famosos, serem giros. Muitos petam facas, partem cacos, fazem tiros. Querem o que é meu, quando eu bombo então me viro. Fazem imitações, fazem tranças, fazem espirro. As mães confundiram os próprios filhos com cães. Vejo criancinhas de blusinhas e colãs. Não sei se é o que, não sei se já precisam pães. O dinheiro disso deviam gastar nos pães. Crianças a vestirem qualquer tipo de roupa. Já não há rapaz, já não há pioneiro, já não há opa. Se é tá mais veio pra que também não vão na tropa. Cintura baixa, se ainda só tomam leite ou sopa. Todo povo é burro, não há candengue, não há cote. Se for posto na lixiva, acho que esse país devota. Yo, pai grande poeta, ninguém, yo. Até os próprios estrangeiros já deram conta que nós os angolanos, yo. Nós. Yo, yo. Que somos um povo burro. Povo burro. Povo burro. Povo burro. Povo burro, povo burro, povo burro, povo burro, povo burro. Povo burro. Yo. Pai grande poeta. Que? 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 Yo.
Yeah, wandering rhythms here on CJSF, traveling through the music of Angola. Yeah, we just heard an MC rapping in Portuguese. That's the main language in Angola, though there are many regional languages native to southwestern Africa. And yes, so we just heard right there an artist named Fay Grande in the song Povo Burro from 2007. Yes, 10 whole years ago. And before that, a musician now based in Brazil. His name is Pichu. His full name is Alberto Matando Manzambi. Yes, a.k.a. Pichu. Migrated to Sao Paulo in 2005 at the age of 20, but he's originally from Luanda, Angola. So he takes his African style with him, singing originally Kuduro music, but now certainly more reggae. And that song was called Bana from his sequel album, Pichu 2. Yes, came out in 2013. Yes, very cool. And before that, we started off the show, or the set, with Jeff Afrozilla and Homeboys, the song Reborn, some Afro House. And that seems to be a style very well received in Angola. So yes, a nation on the rise, one of the most fastest developing economies in the world, but still a lot of the wealth is not shared equally. A small sector of the population seems to be the ones getting rich, but there's a new election coming up, and yeah, we'll see if that makes any difference. Yeah, so gonna go way back to before independence even, and this is the first album ever made and pressed in Luanda, the capital, the big city of Angola. This is from 1973. And yes, Analog Africa has dug up this record and reissued it for the world as of 2013. And yes, it's three bands: Jovens do Prenda, Urbano de Castro, and Os Quiesos. So four songs by each of these three bands on this record, all originals just for this compilation. And yes, even on the record cover, it says, the first disc ever recorded and pressed in Angola. Cool. So, it's called Rabita, and you could find it online. Yes, we're going to hear the band Urbano de Castro with the song Merengue Rebita. So merengue is a style from Dominican Republic, from Puerto Rico. And yes, of course, in West Africa here with the Portuguese influence and strong connections with Brazil. Yeah, there's that Latin influence to the music in Angola. So here we go. Merengue Rebita. Urbano de Castro is the band on Wandering Rhythms.
Pela mata da rebita, 4 horas da manhã. Lá na mata do Bazenga, foi por lá onde eu passei. 2 cavalheiros se aproximaram, um pedia combo, outro tabaco. Lá na mata do Bazenga, por lá onde eu passei. Ora vejam só
o meu azar.
Ora vejam só
o meu azar.
Lá na mata do Cazenga, 4 horas da manhã, 2 cavaleiros se aproximaram. Um pedia cumbu,
outro pedia tabaco.
Um pedia cumbu,
outro pedia tabaco. Outro pedia tabaco.
Ora vejam só
Swang it there, my bank with swang it there, my bank with swang it there.